Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number. All right, right. I mean, right. Drew, here, get a Sharpie, Drew.
854-4455.
I know, but let's go color that thing in right now because I can't see it
from here. You had it memorized 2 weeks ago when they changed the number on you.
Oh, it's an old number.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take that down then. It's going to confuse me. Shaggy. Oh, wait a minute. Let me, before I get into Shaggy, Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Now, Shaggy, one of Drew's favorite guests.
No, no, not one of my favorite. My favorite musician, period.
Drew's favorite musician of his favorite guests.
Yes.
That's what I was saying.
And,
there,
and so much so, last time I was in here, Maxie Priest was in here. You weren't in here, Adam. Chris Hardwick was filling in.
Right.
One of your many vacations, you know. Some people are here doing God's work, but Shaggy was here with Maxie Priest, and I was gushing over Shaggy. Maxie Priest stormed out of here and was pacing agitated in the street.
Yeah. Well, Drew, you're a abrasive fellow. People don't tell you to your face because they're intimidated, but you're a real pain in the ass. Where's Maggie? Maggie.
Oh,
Where's Maggie come from? Where's Maxie Priest from?
He's actually English. But he's Jamaican parentage.
I see. And Shaggy, we're just talking to off the air, was born in Jamaica and splits his time between New York and Jamaica.
And Jamaica, right.
And I love that Jamaica. I don't know how you could live there.
Oh, it's a beautiful place, man. Sit on the beach, you know, have the sun, hit the trees.
That's my point.
A couple of sunbaked bikini babes, is, you know.
I'd have, skin cancer and colon cancer and lung cancer in about the first 6 months I was there, and they just bury me on the sand.
You probably wouldn't get any of the above.
Oh, my God, that place is great. And Shaggy, I've seen on Saturday Night Live last week, and Letterman, Leno, and what are you doing tomorrow?
Well, I was on Rosie today. Do you see me?
Oh, Rosie. No, I missed Rosie. I taped it, though. I'll watch it when I get back.
Oh, yeah. Is that out here?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it comes on later on in the day, right?
I have
idea. I know on the East Coast it comes in the morning, but I think on the West Coast it's like in the afternoon or whatnot.
So this is, everyone knew who Shaggy was before this album, Hot Shot, but it seems like this is, you're breaking out.
Well, you know, there were some people, well, Drew knew who I was.
I know Shaggy.
But there were a few people that didn't. And I think by now they got it now. I mean, it's in their face.
Yeah, and that's is that what you're looking for?
I just want I want this music to be in people's households. You know what I mean?
But coming, and I understand that. But I'm going to ask a question, and it sounds strange. But coming from Jamaica, and I've been to Jamaica, and it's a beautiful, laid back place, and it's a slow life, and you unwind, and you like it that way. Now you're jetting back and forth, East Coast, West Coast, call times, makeup, the whole thing, performance, rehearsals.
Right.
How's that doing with you?
But I've been doing that since, 1991. You know, it was a roller coaster ride then when O Caroline, because I've always been lucky enough to get huge songs.
Right.
You know, O Caroline was a huge hit, especially outside of America. And one minute I'd be on Top of the Pops, and the next minute I'd be back in New York doing, you know, some gig in a club or whatever.
And
you know?
Do you record in Jamaica or do you record in
I record
in New
both
York?
Places. Both in Jamaica. We have three recording studios, one in Jamaica, one in New York. And two in New York.
What can't you get in Jamaica that you can get in New York and vice versa? I think they have weed in New York now, don't they? Didn't we send some over to New York?
It all depends on the type of weed, though.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
I think it's just a vibe. Mm-hmm. I write better in Jamaica, but I like the mixing, and there's a team of people that I work with, and some of the team is in New York, and some of it is in Jamaica, and it depends on who's doing what at what time and where the idea starts from to where it ends up.
Right. And do you have people from New York come out to the Jamaican
studio?
To Jamaica
sometimes, right.
That's
like
the gig.
Back and forth.
Listen, I play a pretty mean cowbell, so next time you hit the Jamaican studio, you may want to give me a ring.
I just might need that up in a song one of these days.
I'm like,
can you hold a tune?
Well, I'm like Tracy from the Partridge Family.
You rub the stick over that wooden serrated fish.
That wooden fish.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
if it worked.
Yeah, I'll be in charge of scoring weed or reaming pipes or scraping resins or whatever it is.
Let's hear a song. So
you want to hear one
now?
Yeah,
so people have been hearing it lately and really understand who Shaggy is. Yeah.
Well, I think he's been all over the place in the last 2 weeks, but we can hear a Shaggy song if you want. And Anderson, how are you feeling over there? You queued up? You ready to go? All right, this is off of Hot Shot, and this is Leave It to Me.
Now this one goes out to my lady. I want me and you to go on this wonderful love.
That is Shaggy off of Hot Shot. It is out, and so is Shaggy. And we will hop on the phones and get the show rolling by speaking to Henry, who's 20. Henry?
Hi.
What's up?
I have like 3 problems. Well, I'll start by my testicles. Like when I play basketball or play some other games like that, then after the game I feel like some pain in my testicles.
Do you wear support, like a jock strap?
No.
Why don't you start doing that?
Wait, when I was young, I had like surgery done to my right testicle.
Had what?
Surgery.
When I was young.
Surgery.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Good translation.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We have to keep you around, Shay.
For what problem?
I don't know. There's those string in there that hold the balls. Those are like the tangle.
The string that hold your balls got tangled?
Yeah.
Right.
Like the twist.
I heard the string that holds the balls did the tango. Didn't you hear that, dude?
Yes.
Hey, Henry, where are you from?
I'm Nigeria.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, you smoke a lot of weed, or is that what everyone sounds like from Nigeria?
No.
No, all right.
All right, listen, you get what's called a torsion, and they untwisted it for you, I'm sure, and that can create some aching and whatnot afterwards, but especially if you're not wearing proper support when you're doing sports. So there's that. All right, so wear a jock strap when you do sports.
Hey, just wear the ball nugger underwear. Do you wear those?
No, I don't.
What do you wear? Just play nude during the summer and...
I wear underwears, like boxers, that's all.
Boxers.
Oh, boxers.
Boxers.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, you know...
Try briefs.
Yeah, boxers boxers are cool. I mean, they look cool.
You know they look cool, man.
Because when you get... if you ever see yourself in a mirror wearing boxers, you look a hell of a lot better than those tighty-whities. But yeah. The boxers... They offer no support. They ride up your ass. And here's my main problem with the boxers. The fly always seems to be open.
That's right, for real.
Yeah, stuff falls out.
But you know they got those new ones now with the elastic around the leg part.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are more comfortable.
Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. Yeah. That's those.
They used to call them midways. Those I'm fine with. Yeah, they're sort of like cycling shorts that are made out of cotton.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Those are the best.
Yep. Right.
But the boxers, that garage door opens and the Buick peeks out and it feels weird. And you know what's weird,
too? And it
hurts.
It rubs.
Yeah, but even when it's not touching, you know when you stick your finger down your throat to make yourself vomit, you can feel your finger in your throat without it touching anything?
You gag before
you have a gag reflex, even if there's nothing in it. When my penis hangs out of a fly hole, even if it's not making contact with anything, it feels weird.
You want to have the turtle retraction.
Yes,
and it won't retract.
I can feel it. My penis has a gag reflex.
I'm surprised as hell that you could twist your balls.
Well, it's
I didn't know that.
Torsion. They twist. The blood supply gets cut off. They can die.
Now, how'd that happen? It's too much sex?
No.
When you're banging it? The banging and the swinging?
No.
How does it happen?
It just happens spontaneously. Some people.
And it's supposed to hurt like hell, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Jeez,
everything with your balls hurts like hell.
Oh,
your balls lands on a
That's
down
true, man.
Comforter,
it, you know,
hurts
yeah,
like
for
hell.
Real. Anything touches it.
If someone honks a horn near your balls,
yeah, the vibration. Bass speakers trouble your balls.
Cat.
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Okay. This sounds really stupid, but I cannot come, and I'm, like, wondering, like, what's wrong with me. I mean, I can make myself come playing with myself.
Yeah.
But, like, when I have actual intercourse, it just doesn't happen. I've never had an orgasm or anything.
That's very common.
Get a real man.
Well,
I've had different men, but not, that sounded really wrong, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, but what about oral sex? Does that work on you?
Nope.
Really?
Never has, huh?
No, it hasn't, and I don't know if, like, something's wrong.
Has anyone done it satisfactorily?
Well, apparently not, yeah. Well, what do you want, a glowing review? No orgasm. Hey, Kat?
The point is the technique one there.
Yeah, but I'm saying she hasn't had an orgasm that way, so I'm guessing no one's done a satisfactory job. Kat?
Yes.
How do you give yourself the orgasm?
Water technique?
I'm sorry?
Well, Drew, just be quiet.
I'm talking to you, Adam.
How do you do it?
I rub my clit.
I see. All right.
Sometimes I bring my toy and that works, but...
But you can do it without your toy.
So the toy does it, but the man can't do it?
Yes, and I don't understand why.
But you can do it without your toy, too.
Yes.
All right, so there's hope.
Why not bring the toy into the situation?
You can do that. Let the guy go down on you and put it up his ass. I agree with Drew. No.
Oh,
let the guy do with his tongue what you're doing with your finger, and I bet you have an orgasm.
See, but that's the weird thing is that I've tried that, and I told him, you know, where it's at and whatever, and for some reason it just doesn't...
Wait a minute. If how many times did that guy we had to actually instruct him where your clitoris was? How many times did you try it?
He probably can't find it.
No, he's a retard.
Well, that's why I said it earlier. Get yourself a real man.
The guy does not know where the clitoris is. I don't understand how he could possibly.
Get a Jamaican, man.
He'll
stumping, banging properly.
He'll fall asleep right on you.
No, I mean, I don't know. It's
you disguise your vagina like a bong and he'll go at it, baby.
It's not you. Listen, Kat, do not expect to have it during intercourse. That's an expectation you should get rid of for a while.
Hey,
it may happen someday.
All of you, listen to Drew. Don't even think about it. You're setting the bar way too high. But there's no excuse for a woman not having an orgasm with oral sex if and they're hooked up with the right guy. Or Jamaican guy, right?
Jamie? That's right.
That's right.
All right.
And the fact that she can do it with herself with a toy, she can recreate all that.
She can do it with her No, she said she can do it with her finger.
I know.
Okay, Drew, you really make a compelling... The point, the toy does not make your point.
The point is she can recreate it either by bringing the toy
with her finger.
Or with her finger.
Yeah, because the vibrator does not make a good point. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Steve?
Goofball. How's it going?
You're 16.
Adam, you were gone for 2 days too long.
Thank you. What's up?
Shaggy, I've been listening to you for like 5 years, so...
Oh, thanks, man.
I built up like this habit. I mean, I started, you know, doing it just like once every month, like a year ago, but the last 2 weeks, maybe months, I've, you know, the bottle, maybe, you know, half a bottle, it depends on how much money I have, I'll drink Pepto-Bismol.
Why?
I like the taste.
What? Know?
Yeah.
Really? No. You can't just take some chalk and some sweet and low and make yourself a nice cocktail,
nice
save some
milkshake.
Money. Yeah.
No, I just don't know. I got turned on by the taste last time I had heartburn. It was just like, you know, whoa, this tastes good. And I've been drinking it like it was Coke, you know.
Well, why don't you not do that? It's bismuth, a lot of it. And it turns your stool black. And
yeah, it does that. It's kind of cool. But
cool.
It's cool.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Pepto-Bismol is a bismuth?
Yeah.
And what is that? Is it a kind of a
heavy metal,
like an earth or heavy metal or something like that? And what's it do?
It coats the stomach, basically.
All right. And what will do to you over the long term?
I don't know. I don't know of any. I've ever heard of bismuth toxicity, but it can't be good. It just can't be. I can't imagine that it would be. But I don't know of any specific syndromes associated with overdose.
I think you need to stop.
Hey,
can you stop though? You feel like, you know? Do you need help for this to stop?
I don't, you know, it's, you know how you get in the habit of drinking like a soda every day with lunch? That's what this has turned into, you know?
Yeah, but I could stop drinking soda whenever I feel like it. I'm just saying, you know?
I could probably stop, you know, I just wanted to know.
It don't sound good though, bro.
I don't believe you're not getting something else out of this.
No, well, I, you know, the only thing I get out of it besides the taste is, you know, it's kind of cool. You look into John and, you know, hey.
So
you're looking at John and his black. You're like, get out of here.
What else? Anything else you get out of it?
It's just that taste. You know, I like.
But hold on, that taste can be found other places because it's sort of a kind of licorice kind of flavor.
Get onto Mylanta or Maalox. Why don't you take that stuff?
Well, that's the same point.
Stuff, isn't it, Drew?
No, it's quite different.
It is.
Yeah.
So Maalox would be like safer.
No, it's just different, and I'm just wondering why. If it's my point being is, if it's about the taste, why haven't you found other things that taste?
Yeah, just get a milkshake, man.
Well, this is working for him. But you know how it is.
What do you mean he's working for him? What do you mean he's working for him? What is it working for you doing? What does it do for you, though, besides the taste? I mean, you could get that taste anywhere.
That's the only place I really found that distinct taste that I like. But, you know, I just like I said, I like the taste, and it's, you know, it's easy to come by, and I, you know.
So I wonder if he has an eating disorder or something else.
You
going
got
on.
Anything else? What else do you eat or don't you eat?
I eat like a horse, and right. know, I don't really not eat anything, you know.
Yeah.
I,
This guy's like a, he's like a goat. He just gets into stuff and starts devouring
shoes,
it.
Yeah.
He chewed through a mop handle last week. Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Stop it. All right?
Yeah,
all
just
right.
stop, man. It don't sound healthy, bro.
All right. I'll try and use some chalk. All right, Adam?
Yeah. Use some chalk. Take some chalk, some sweet and low, and some milk, and mix it up.
You know,
you
I
get
wonder.
The same
here's
flavor.
Another one. People, when they become anemic, when they become iron deficient, get very strange cravings. I had a lazy get rice cravings, and they'll chew ice, and they'll eat ashes out of an ashtray.
Right.
And well, I wonder if this is something to do with that. So, Steve, you might want to consider that. Maybe this is something to do with anemia.
You're saying if a guy, he may be craving this because he needs some component in
right.
it.
Right.
So maybe he should get himself checked out.
Yeah.
Have you done that, though? Did you go to a doctor?
Hold on. Steve?
Yeah?
Did you hear that?
Did you go to a doctor, Steve?
No, the last time I was at a doctor was for my physical for football, so.
Did they do a blood test on you?
I think they ran a blood test like a couple years ago, but this year is just,
get a blood test. That would be sort of a path to go down to maybe while you're
I'm fine. The only thing I have wrong with me, you know, permanently is like, you know, seasonal allergies.
You haven't been bleeding from anywhere?
Every few months I'll wake up and I'll have a nosebleed, but that's it. You know, but
I wonder if maybe you got a little iron deficient from that. Just take some iron supplements for a while and through a couple weeks. See if some of this craving for that weird stuff doesn't go away.
I've got like a well balanced diet though, you know.
If you really are actually losing blood, you got to supplement with iron.
It only happens like, you know, maybe.
All right,
it then. All right, listen. Go drink 3 gallons of it and kill yourself. Who cares? Jesus Christ! People call the show. They got a question and then they start arguing. Yeah, take an iron supplement. Well, I don't know. It's like, all right, then don't take it, you idiot. Why do I care? Just don't argue with the doctor when he tells you to take a goddamn vitamin. Please, could we? These guys are arguing over vitamins. Just take the vitamin. You blow $8 a day on Pepto-Bismol. Take the goddamn vitamin.
Not that everyone should be taking iron, because you can easily overload an iron, but just in that case, if he's not going to get checked out,
All right.
Something to try.
Chad?
Yeah?
You're 21. What's up?
Well, I'm on Depakote for migraines. I'm thinking I'm taking 250 milligrams a day, twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've lost all sex drive, and I'm having some other weird side effects, too.
What else?
Hallucinations.
Hallucinations?
Yeah.
Of what?
Just like shadows and that kind of stuff.
What do you got going on there? Copier machine?
Oh, I'm at work. I'm sorry.
All right. What is that?
That is actually a computer, believe it or not.
Wow.
It's like one of those old computers from My Dream of Jeannie, you know, with the tapes that going in different directions.
Real
tapes.
It's actually a UPS. It's like a battery backup kind of thing. But anyways.
All right, buddy.
Remember those old NASA computers?
Yeah. Point? What do you what should he do, Drew?
Are you on any other medicine?
No, I'm not.
Have you talked to your doctor about stopping the Depakote?
Yes, I have. He put me on a Tenol. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it didn't help at all. So,
and didn't stop the Depakote, or did?
Oh, the migraines were there, but it did stop the symptoms. But
did he stop the Depakote or not?
He did.
Are you having liver problems with the Depakote?
No.
Are they checking for that?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So, what is this Depakote for? Headaches?
Yeah, it's not a great headache medicine. It's a medicine for seizures and bipolar, manic depressives.
Why are they giving him that? Maybe
it's a headache medicine too, but sort of a slop shot for headaches. And if he's having a lot of bad side effects, I wouldn't keep going.
So go to the doctor and get a new prescription, right?
Start something else, yep.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Shaggy's our guest tonight. When we come back, we'll speak to Mary. Mary's 15. Got oral sex for the first time, hated it. And, all right. Just erasing stuff off the board as I read it. Yeah, thanks, baby. Good times. Good work. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Everybody, I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Shaggy's our guest tonight. Hotshot is the name of the CD. Shaggy splits his time between Jamaica and New York. And even though you can tell you're Jamaican, you don't have a very thick accent.
I'm not speaking to a Jamaican though.
Oh, you can slide right into it.
Yeah, man. I say, well, I'm ruled by everything. All right, nice.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Could I have some more pot? Please?
Yeah, you know.
There were some words in Old Carolina that I didn't understand.
Yeah, which one?
Like whiny?
Oh. Whine your body is just like basically whine is like
dance. Or
yeah, it's dance. It's just basically the motion of the waistline.
Wind your body or yeah. Whiny body?
It's like whine your body.
Oh, right. Yeah,
but it's just how I say it.
You can say it, huh?
Whine your body. I sound like the alien from the Bugs Bunny cartoon. Whine your body.
You know.
Plutonium Q46 detonated.
I just mean when you hear Shaggy sing some of his songs, especially some of his hits. I was driving. I never met him. I was driving in, and I go, I hope I understand him okay.
Oh, right,
but
that's pretty funny.
You really can drop it if you have to.
It's, you know, to me, Shaggy's a character. Yeah, right. I just basically jump into the character. It's good for the chicks, you know. They get to sleep with two guys at the same time.
Well, were you in the military before huh? Music? Military before music?
Yeah, I was Marines? In the Marines yeah. for 4 years.
Yeah.
5 months in the Gulf War.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
So I'm like, I'm a cannoneer. I'm a Gulf War vet.
Yeah. Wow. What were you doing in the Gulf War?
I was a cannoneer, which is artilleryman. Fire 155 howitzers.
Wow.
I just fire things. I don't know where to land. I just take grid squares out and whatnot.
How,
I just didn't have any of that Gulf War syndrome because I wasn't an idiot.
What kind of range?
Idiot did what?
Well, you know, they're having this whole Gulf War.
The vaccines and things?
The vaccines. Yeah. I didn't administer it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I didn't administer it. There's a lot of people who you're supposed to actually break it out in case of a nerve attack.
Right.
Some of these morons broke it out when there wasn't even a nerve attack. Yeah. It's like bacteria fight bacteria in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it is supposed to work. Mm. And these clowns, you know, you hear gas. There is no gas. False alarm, and they'd be popping that thing all over the place.
Mm. Was it an injection?
It's a vaccine that was given in case of a nerve attack. You should use it.
But you keep it with you, right?
Yes, yeah, with you on your belt all the
time. And would you
times.
Shoot it into you, or would you swallow
shoot
it?
You're supposed to shoot it into your thighs. Mm-hmm. I think it's two of them, one on each side of the thighs.
Mm. Wow.
Just in case of a nerve attack.
And how far would those 155 millimeter shells, about a 6-inch shell, by the way, right?
Right.
So about that across?
Well, nah, they're huge.
Yeah, I mean, they're huge in length, but yeah. in width, that's
yeah,
the bore.
Right.
The bore of the howitzer is
exactly.
like 6 inches.
6 inches, right.
And how far would that thing go?
It depends on the charge.
Oh, I see.
It
depends on bigger charges.
Right, put bigger charges. It depends on whatever charge. It depends on the quadrant of deflection, the whole 9 yards, and how, you know.
It's a very useful skill to be able to.
Well, when you're a musician, all musicians need this.
It's funny enough, people.
It's funny enough for me to be in the military doing artillery work, which is very loud work, you know. I'm deaf as it is right now.
Wow. So I could imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, and what were you doing? Were you loading?
I skated.
Were you doing everything?
Well, I was supposed to. I was actually a gunner, which, you know, I'm supposed to be the guy, you know, loading and firing this thing, but, you know,
right.
I skated.
What'd
totally
you do?
Heavy. Well, you know, I might go to wear my mouth. I, you know, go on the mic and talk crap. They'd have the recorders who sit there and record the amount of rounds you do. That was my job all the time.
Oh,
know?
I see.
Who the hell want to sit there and lift heavy rounds and whatnot?
No.
You know, I skated totally.
Oh,
then I was driving a Jeep for one time, and then I used to go out, you know, I got a lot of crap details, so they'll put me all the way out. I had to drive out like 5 in the morning, go get breakfast, come back with like rice and ripe bananas and whatnot. You know, but it's cool, though, because then you'd go to the base camp. And that's where they have the goodies. I'd have like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and all that.
So you're out.
I'd hide them under my seat. Oh, absolutely.
Now, were you guys being shelled or attacked yourselves?
One time there was some shell coming in from the Iraqis, but they were so off. It's like, you know, it's like incoming, and you're standing there looking at this thing blowing up miles away. I'm like, what are you thinking?
Did you see anything bad over there?
Yeah, when it blew up.
Yeah.
Well, you got to understand, we were there for 5 months, but the war only lasted for 3 days.
Right.
And within that 3 days, it was pretty heavy fighting. When we were going across, crossing over the Kuwait, going over to Saudi Arabia to Iraq, we hit a couple of pauses that were, you know, bombed by U.S. shells and whatnot. And there was a couple of blown up heads and bodies, you know. You had a couple of, and that's how you knew you have some sick people around. You'd kick a head and a foot together and put a, and pose. Hey!
Oh.
Some sick dudes, man.
Good times. Thank God those guys are back in society now.
He has some sick dudes, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
I work construction with those guys.
Yeah.
All right, let's hop back on the phones and speak to Mary, who's 15. Mary?
Hi.
Hey, you got oral sex for the first time?
Yeah, and it was like the whole time I was just like, this is gross, and I'm really not enjoying it. And you were always like, oh my God, the only way like a girl will get an orgasm and stuff.
Do you have orgasms during intercourse?
No, I've never had intercourse. This is like my first time ever. Like,
oh, you've never had intercourse, period.
She's 15.
Have you ever had an orgasm?
No.
How old was the guy who gave you the oral sex?
16.
All right. Usually guys haven't honed their technique too much by then.
There's a very small percentage of women that do not like this.
Hmm?
Yeah, there's a small percentage of women that don't like it, but you can't put her on that list at 15.
No.
I was 16. Sure. I perform oral sex like I was in a pie-eating contest. Just buried my face, and I didn't even know what direction to go. You know, so you can't blame her or the guy at this point. Is he your boyfriend?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's always awkward at the beginning. Just take it slow. You'll work it out.
Isn't it like something like totally wrong with me?
No, not at all.
If you start up again when you're 18, you'll have a higher probability of finding success.
Okay, because I like already told him, I was like, that was kind of weird. And he's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to like...
Oh, he's ruined.
You go too fast. Yeah, like,
that's it.
He's done.
Yeah.
Because he's like done it a lot before.
Mm. Oh, well, not anymore.
He'll be doing gay porn within a week. See
ya. And it was like with my friends, and they were all like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. So...
No, 15. Listen, Mary, she's 15.
Oh.
Here's the deal. First off, everybody lies about it because they're scared of feeling how you feel right now at 15.
Right.
Like, wasn't it amazing? Oh, yeah, it was. Oh, no, it's great.
If you were going to talk to your friends about it, what would you tell them? That it was great or that it was weird?
I didn't tell them.
Right. The point is, you think there's something wrong with you.
Right.
Which there isn't.
There isn't. And this guy probably hasn't done it as much as he said he's done it. He's just trying to save a little face, pardon the pun. And you guys will work it out over the course of the relationship, all right?
Okay.
In the meantime, don't get pregnant.
Oh, I won't. Oh, God.
All right.
Okay.
And good luck with that intercourse orgasm.
I think sometimes women that don't like oral sex have no problem with intercourse.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that, man?
Mm.
What's wrong with the straight intercourse? And you know, maybe they could come in that. It's all about the foreplay, Adam.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? If you're a good foreplayer, you know, there's other Drew, right? There's other parts you could touch and go and get them all. You know,
right. Shaggy's foreplay is here. Stare at my Grammy for a few minutes. All right, yeah. Hi. Here I come, baby. I got a gig tonight. Let's make this quick. Can you see the Grammy again? Are you getting dry? Here, touch the Grammy. Thank you, James.
Yeah.
You're 30. What's up?
Well, I had a call in. First of all, I wanted to say, Adam. Not sure if you're a genius per se, but very, very clever man, and I enjoy the Man Show a lot.
Well, thank you.
Dr. Drew's doing a great job with the website and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Glad
great.
To see somebody great. Taking care of kids. But mostly I had a question for Shaggy.
Oh, hell.
Big fan.
Thanks,
really
man.
Enjoy your music. Love the new single, Wasn't Me.
Thanks, man.
And I was just wondering, who were your influences, you know, when you started doing your music? You a big Marley fan? Sort of thing?
I think Bob Marley's an influence on not just people in the record fraternity, but a lot of musician, period. But I listen to a lot of Toots and the Maytals.
Oh, really?
All right, I'm a big ska fan also.
Oh, wow.
Jimmy Cliff is I'm a big fan of Jimmy Cliff. A lot of dancehall artists. Supercat is one of my, you know, my mentors, so to speak. Maxi Priest is on a personal level. Is I'm a big fan of Maxi because he taught me a lot of things as far as performing and
he loves Drew,
you know,
too.
And he loves Drew. there's so many different influences. I draw influences even from people who are not very successful or very large. I might go to a talent show and see somebody do something and find that very intriguing, so to speak. And I grab from that also. So it could be any number of things.
I see. Okay. People. Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, you keep up the good work,
all right,
everybody.
Thanks there,
peace.
James.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Let's check in with one more call before we go to break. Dank? D-A-N-K?
Dank from Sacramento.
How you doing? You're 19. What's up?
Not much, actually. Actually, I got into a little argument with my dad a little earlier about some of the harmful effects of marijuana, I guess, back in the early 60s or middle 60s, he was part of some university project that did a study on pot, and he was one of the subjects, and he got paid a lot of money to smoke, and they, through the testing, you know, I guess he learned a bunch of stuff that marijuana could do, like loss of, he said a really big loss of short-term memory.
Mm-hmm. Right. Dank, you smoke a lot of weed?
Who, me personally?
Yes.
I might have seen a doobie or two in my day.
Yeah, I know. I always tell, hold on a second, Nate. I always tell the guys who smoke a lot of weed because they want to say the S word all the time, and then they're confused when they can't say it. They go, they said it did a lot of bad. And then they give a long beat and they go,
big S, exhale.
Wait, I can't say S. Things. Yeah, you know, it's like, huh? have to like take a long time not to say the SH word on national radio. Well, listen, hold on a second there, Dan, because Shaggy's here. And Shaggy says smoked a dube or two on his day as well. And Lord knows, I'm no stranger to the reefer either. So we'll get back with it and we'll attack this subject when we come back.
You know what I'm saying out there?
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back on Loveline.
Nick, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Shaggy's our guest tonight. Hot Shot's the name of the CD, and we'll hear something else off of that in the 11 o'clock hour. When we left off, we were going to talk to Dank, who's 19 from Sacramento. Dank smokes a lot of weed, and you can kind of tell. He's arguing with his... To me, that's the bottom line. To you, argue all you want. If I can tell you smoke a lot of weed, then and you're 19, there may be a little problem brewing. Dank?
Yo.
All right. So your dad did an experiment or was involved in an experiment in college.
Yeah.
Probably his way of saying that he smoked a lot of weed in a way that wouldn't get you too righteous about it. But he did an experiment. They said it screws with your short-term memory or long-term memory?
Short-term, as I recall the conversation going, but that was a couple blunts ago, so...
Right.
I don't really remember the conversation.
All right. His memories of that event.
He didn't make it into the long-term. Yeah. But what's your argument, Dang?
What's your concern?
My concern, I mean, I'm not a concern. I just wonder if it's true.
Yeah, of course. Well, listen, you're having memory problems, right?
No, I mean, not really. I mean, it really wasn't all that much of a conversation.
Can you find your car keys?
Anyway, it wasn't that important.
Can you find your car keys every day?
Yeah, I don't really have a car right now. But
right, but what about?
I don't have a problem.
What about the kickstand of your moped? Can you locate that?
Skateboards, the mode of transportation.
I
right
see.
Now,
well, actually. That may be all the evidence you need, Dank, right there. So you're living at home, right?
Right.
Skateboards,
college.
Primary mode of transportation. What college you going to?
ARC, American River College.
Or what are you learning over there?
Getting some history, some basketball, some weight training, some political science.
American what college?
American River.
River College.
Junior college. I've heard your tirades about that before.
Yes, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
By the way, I've never heard of an academic schedule that included weight training and what sailing. What did he say?
Advanced basketball.
Basketball.
Oh, God. Now I got to swat the big ones. I'm trying out for the Lakers next week.
I see. Well, advanced basketball, that ain't just like intramural stuff. I mean,
no,
you're talking about double pumps, taking the mustard off the hot dog, round the back, crossing over.
Oh.
Sure, the advanced basketball maneuver, slam a jamma.
Some tough classes.
Right. Fadeaways, double pumps and fadeaways, you know, that kind of thing.
I do what I can.
All right there, Dank. Hey, Dank, here's the deal. Smoking weed ain't going to kill you, but smoking a lot of it, you end up on a skateboard riding to junior college.
It happens.
It's an addiction at that point, and you will have consequences. And what will happen is you'll start getting depressed. And when the depression really kicks in, because you're an addict, you'll start looking for other drugs. You'll start smoking more pot first, and then you look for other drugs to solve that problem, and usually you'll find a way over to speed or alcohol.
But here's all you need to know. Riding the skateboard to junior college, wrote his thesis on the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
That's how you know the weed may not be serving him as well as it could. And let me tell you this, too. I believe, and Drew, you can chime in and tell me what you think of this, there's certain lifestyles that fit with the weed a little better. I mean, if you're given Jamaican bus tours and you want to get baked all day and that's your life, you know what I mean? I mean, if you're singing in a reggae band, I mean, hey, smoke the weed.
I was kind of thinking that, you know, because he's trying to play basketball professionally. Mm. Yeah, well, that's what he's aiming
that's
at.
That's his fantasy.
Says he's going to come out.
His fantasy.
He's going to come out and try out for the Lakers.
For the Lakers, you know,
mid season.
Yeah, I don't see how that you know as a career choice fits in with the weed smoking. You know what I mean? Because they have mandatory tests over there, right? As far as for
I don't know what
the NBA really watches out for that
right.
stuff.
I don't know what they do, but I you know what? The more stone you get, the harder it is to touch your rim. That's what I've. That's a little experiment I've conducted. Lindsay?
Yeah?
You're 18. What's up?
Well, first, I had two questions. Mm-hmm. One is to Shaggy.
Hi.
My friend Anil and I can never change the station when you're on.
Oh, thank
but,
you.
I had a question for you. Aren't you afraid with It Wasn't Me that you kind of make the male population sound stupid? Because, you know what I mean? Like, she heard you and she saw you, but it wasn't you.
Well, if you listen, it's basically a conversation between two people.
Mm-hmm,
and the guy's basically saying he got caught, and I'm playing the bad guy saying, just say it wasn't me. Trying to say that basically the women are gullible enough to do it, which they're not, because if you listen to the song, at the end of it, it says, I'm going to tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. You may think you're a player, but you're completely lost. Simply means we're not condoning these actions, basically.
Right.
You know, chicks ain't that dumb.
A lot of guys pull crap like that, though.
Yeah.
A lot of them. Guys are dumb and simplistic. Lindsay, that's the way it goes.
But
they behave like they are.
But the thing is this, you know, I mean, chicks probably, you know, do the same thing. They're just smart. They don't tell on themselves.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee that we do that.
You know what I'm saying? And guys is just stupid. You know, that's what happens when you see a guy go out and cheat on his girl and come back in and, you know, he's all sweaty but yet still down his crotch smell like Irish Spring. That's dumb. You know what I'm saying? Chicks ain't that stupid. They know what the hell is going on. You know what I mean? And they could read it up in a minute. So,
well, maybe he raped a leprechaun.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That could happen. That was my excuse.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, thank you, Lindsay.
And my second question was, my boyfriend and I have been dating for 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and we've been sexually active for most of those 3 years. And lately, for the past 5 months or so, when we're having sex, he just finishes way too quickly, and it hasn't been like this ever.
Maybe you're tighter.
Huh? Maybe I'm tighter.
Are you having sex less frequently?
Huh?
Are you having sex less frequently?
A little. My job, I work at Disneyland, and my job kind of gives me crazy hours.
Yeah, so, Cinderella?
Huh?
Is Snow White or Cinderella?
Yeah, that could be turning him on.
It's 2-3 times a week.
What do you do at Disneyland?
I'm in stores. I'm in store operations.
I see.
So sometimes they get off work at 3 in the morning. Sometimes it's 8 at night. It just depends.
Right. Also, though, and I think guys do this, too, which is it's why when they've been on a job for 3 years, they start showing up a little bit later. Missing a few more days, they don't put their game face on. They're not looking to impress quite as much. He may have been really working hard at the beginning, and now he's looking out for himself a little more sexually.
Yeah, he's basically saying you come when he comes, or you come when he comes back.
Right. I mean, you kind of getting that feeling that he's become a little complacent or a little bit lazy.
Yeah, a little.
Why after 3 years though?
It's just like he lost his job.
Uh-oh.
And so I think his self-esteem might be down, too.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if that was, you know, the whole cause of the problem or what. But it's like if he doesn't stop in between, it'll take a minute.
Mm.
You know? And
wow. In between what?
Well, when we're having sex, he'll stop in the group.
Takes a break.
Really?
Yeah. And if he didn't, it would just, like, in, out, done.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I was just wondering how we can prolong it or if there's something that I'm doing wrong. I mean, we're trying to keep it as simple as possible.
Listen, you're not doing anything wrong. He's just, you know.
He's got to find a technique to make himself go longer.
Right.
Yeah. How about the smell of liver?
But I think at some point everybody went to that phase.
Sure.
Didn't you, Adam? I mean,
I didn't.
Yeah, right.
No, listen.
Adam's a ninja.
Okay.
I don't brag on myself too much on the show. I really don't. I copped all my foibles, but coming soon is something I never did. Never have. Never had that problem. And me not having that problem is like asking me, give me credit for being tall.
Right.
It's just that's the way I was, and that's the way I am, and hopefully will be. You know, I mean, that's the interesting thing about what we do as a society.
Mm.
Everyone's got to write a book. We got to write, Claudia Schiffer has to write a book on how to be good looking. you know, I should write a book on not coming. But the reality is that's just the way I am, and that's just the way she is.
But I think
too
that
bad,
I think,
although I'd like to test it out on her.
Ooh.
We could write a book together, take those pages together.
But I think that everybody there is ways that you can overcome all of that.
Yeah, well,
it's all in a technique at the end of the day.
I just came on to something. You know, your senses are very powerful and
right.
can bring you to these places.
Yeah.
And you're coming too quickly. I mean, you're too excited.
Is this too
you're
exciting?
Too stimulated.
Right.
And our approach is to try to knock the stimulation level down just a little bit. I mean,
right.
if it was a roller coaster, if we could just flatten it out just a little bit for long enough for you to take a couple laps on it,
mm-hmm.
maybe you could get around before the ride ended.
But you know what is?
What about this? Let me just cut you off here,
right.
Shay. What about, and we talked about showing pictures of Vietnam and stuff. Like, you could take a picture
right.
of that guy's head you were kicking around in Iraq, you know?
Right.
And that might slow you down a little bit. How about a scent? That's a powerful thing. Like a little
scent.
Ring. Little ring with the scent of a liver, tuna, or something in it. Something
you think that would do it?
It couldn't hurt. I mean, you had a little ring that smelled like dog crap, and you were getting into it, and you're getting close, and you're just like... That could add a couple minutes.
What if you had like stinking feet?
Yeah, that might
work.
Yeah, 30-foot ring.
30-foot might do
or
that.
Or you set a series of rings, sort of whoopee rings.
Whatever did it for you.
Right. You could test it out. You could scratch. You have a little card you scratch and sniff before you buy the ring.
There could be a smell. Your grandfather could have been buried in Mississippi in the middle of July and cut grass on a hot day. Could remind you of that every time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you could have one that smelled like a cut lawn.
You got to put this with your dogs.
Yeah, this
put
is this, good.
Put this at the crotch smelling dogs.
Yeah, I got a lot of ideas here. And in the form of a ring, the chick would never know. And it could have that little spring-loaded hatch cover on it.
And just pop it up.
Pop it up. And you could be doing your thing. You could be behind her. Whatever. You could
have a cyanide pill in there with it.
Yeah, so you could kill yourself if her boyfriend came home. All right, Shaggy's our guest tonight. We'll take a little break. We'll be back after this.
Hello? Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew over there. Shaggy has joined us tonight in the studio. Hot Shot is the name of the CD out everywhere, as you probably know by now. Shaggy is burning a blunt or shaking the dew off the lily or doing something, but he's going to be walking back in here in a matter of seconds. So let's hop on the phones and speak to Colin, who's 15. Colin?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was sitting here, and I saw this bottle of, like, 800 milligrams ibuprofen, and I was thinking I'd just, like, take a couple of those and, like, maybe get a high or something. Then I was thinking if I took too much, I'd, like, die or something.
Right.
And then I have all these, this, like, Zorox, like, painkiller and these other painkillers, and I was figuring, like, how much of that crap I could take and, like, not hurt myself or die or anything like that.
Uh-huh. What's the Zorox?
I have no idea.
Zorax? Isn't there Zorax? Isn't that for something else?
Zovirax.
Zovirax.
Something like that, I don't know.
Well, how do you know they're painkillers?
My mom got them prescribed for.
I see. What's she got?
Oh, it was a long time ago. I don't remember.
I see, but she's still in pain.
No.
You're 15. You're digging through the medicine cabinet looking for things to get high.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be... See, when I was 15, I dug through the medicine cabinet looking for stuff that caught on fire.
Oh, yeah. I was doing that about 10 minutes before. I found some zinc powder.
Yeah.
That crap lights on fire pretty cool.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Yeah.
But scrounging through the medicine cabinet looking for ways to catch a buzz at 15
disturbed.
Kind of worries us a little bit. What's ibuprofen?
Especially you're talking about taking toxic medicines that A, will not make you high, but B, could shut down major organs.
Yeah.
What's that ibuprofen do?
It can shut your kidneys down, inflame your liver, cause ulcers, make you bleed.
Yeah, you don't get any high off
none,
of that.
Zero.
What about like Zorox or Vicodin?
Vicodin is an opiate. You can really hurt yourself. It's like heroin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Colin?
Yeah.
Why you're not, shouldn't you be drinking Mickey's Big Mouth at the park or something?
Yeah, I'm going to a party on Friday, so.
All right, so you'll
be blazed there.
Be catching a buzz there?
Yeah.
All right. This doesn't worry you at all that you're kind of heading down a path here of substance abuse?
Usually I just, like, get some weed and go smoke that, but I'm kind of broke, so.
Right, but. It doesn't worry you that you can't go, you know, a couple of weeks without catching a buzz?
No.
Yeah, because let me tell you something, Colin. This ain't the kind of thing you grow out of. This is stuff you grow into.
It's big progressive. Difference. It is progressive.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be a mess at 17 2 years from now.
I can't get a high off of that crap or anything.
Oh, wow. No, I don't talk to him anymore.
Hey, Colin?
Yeah.
It's
so don't take it.
Yes, it's not only that you're not going to get a high off it, but that your continual desire to get a high somewhere is the thing that worries us. You understand?
Yeah.
Well, and what concerns me is your complete detachment from reality. You don't hear a thing we say.
Is there alcoholism in your family?
Of course.
No.
Your mom is not on pills regularly?
No.
No.
Where'd she go?
It's not just like my mom. My dad has like back problems and he gets stuff prescribed to him sometimes.
Yeah, he's on Vicodin all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's alcoholism.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just he doesn't use alcohol anymore. He uses Vicodin instead.
Hey, Colin?
Yeah.
You probably got that alcoholic gene running through you. And it's going to be a full-time job for you not to turn into an alcoholic or pill addict or a drug addict or whatever.
Some sort of addict.
You understand?
Yeah.
So you be aware of that, would you?
Okay.
All right, because it's not a great life.
Okay.
All right there, Colin.
I had one more question, too.
Yeah.
What happened to 98 Rock? You guys aren't on there anymore.
I don't know.
What city?
Sacramento in California.
I think it changed to someone else over there, a different station.
Because, like,
it's 100.5 in that area. It's on the zone, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
True, you should pay a little more attention. You'd know all the affiliates like I do. No, we're on 100.5, the zone over there in Sac. Right? All right, buddy. Emily?
Yeah, hi.
Anderson just whispered that in my ear. Emily, you're 18. What's up?
I think I might have endometriosis, and I don't exactly know what that is, and I was wondering if you could tell me if there's treatment for it.
It's uterine tissue outside of your uterus, and it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially around the time of your period.
Yeah, like back pains and stuff?
That back pain can be part of it. And things like something simple like going on the pill sometimes helps it.
How do you get it outside of your uterus?
Kind of comes out the fallopian tubes.
Like ivy?
Yeah, like ivy growing
out. Oh, bad times.
Yeah.
That is bad.
And it menstruates, too. It cycles, and that's what gets the inflammation going.
Are there treatments?
Yeah. Isn't there?
What did I just say?
Yeah, going on the pill.
Well, can you stop it? Because my cousin's, like, completely sterile from it.
From what?
Endometriosis.
Yeah, it can affect fertility after you hit your 30s, and so you want to try to have kids, you know, in the late 20s, that sort of age group. And it is, yes, it's highly treatable. There's tons of things can be done. The simple things is to start with the birth control pill.
All right.
Who diagnosed it, Emily?
A doctor I'm seeing up here. It's not quite diagnosed. It's kind of, I have another doctor's appointment at the end of the month.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Very common.
You might have to get on the pill. That's a good excuse to get on the pill.
All righty.
You sexually active?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
And what are you doing for birth control?
I actually just started the pill on Monday.
All right. Well, feel free to chime in with that 10 minutes ago, you screwball. All right.
Thank you.
All right. It's like, hey, you could get on the pill, that might cure. Yeah.
Are there any treatments?
Any treatments? Yeah, well, if you're on the pill, sometimes that can be an impactful on. Yeah, I was having that. Well, why don't you get on the pill? Yeah. So you're pregnant? You're having sex? Uh-huh. You want to get on birth control? Yeah, I'm on the pill.
Yeah, the doctor is trying to treat my endometriosis. Just put me on the pill. Nice.
Feel free to chime in with the things that you're on when we suggest you getting on them. Right, Drew?
Feel free.
All right. Let's...
Or feel free just to follow along. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't following along with us, the problem.
Right.
Right?
Right, right. I know when most of you... Yeah, I was just saying this to Engineer Anderson during the commercial. Here's what I want you to be like when you call this show. I know you have an agenda when you call this show. You have things you want answered. Sometimes you have your own agenda. You have your own way of dealing with things. But when you ask the doctor especially, here's what I want you to be like. I want you to be like a good center fielder on a baseball team, which is you don't know which way the ball's going to be hit. You don't know if it's going to be in front of you or behind you, to the left or the right. So here's the point. Don't commit. Mm. Don't lean to the left. Don't charge forward. Just stand there in a ready position.
First move back. You say? Listen.
All right. Stand in the position that you should be in, and being that kind, don't have your weight too far one way or the other, and just be ready to hear which way Drew hits you the ball. And that's the direction we'll go. Right?
Right.
There you go. Just because you're coming forward don't mean he's hit a Texas leaguer in front of you. He may triple in the power alley, which he often does. Debbie?
Yes.
You're 25?
I am 25.
What's up?
So I should pre-wreck this by saying that I usually don't have sexual urges towards guys, but there's this one guy I do like, and I just found out through the grapevine that he's HPV.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a good doctor to tell me what's up.
Well, probably half the guys that you know have HPV.
Okay.
It's very common. Exceedingly common.
Not that common. I don't have it.
Yeah, but you if you hadn't given the stunt penis that day, I could have figured out what you actually have.
Drew swore 6 months ago that I had it. I showed him my penis, and I won $100.
You can see it? How do you get it?
So you get it from having sex.
It's warts.
Okay. So, you get it from having if I touched penis.
No, you get it through genital. It's genital warts.
Right, so like if my hand touches penis, will my hand get it?
No.
No. If my genital touched his genitals, it would.
There's
you're 25.
That possibility.
Why is this a mystery to you? This is, seriously, 30 to 50% of sexually active adults have this thing.
Okay, so.
It's exceedingly common, and you get it from sexual activity, and it's why it's a good idea to wear a condom. It's also why it's exquisitely important to get pelvic exams every year, because it can cause, certain of these viruses can cause cervical cancer.
How do you know he has it? You have that windbreaker made up?
I just heard through a friend.
Nice. All right.
Well, I have one more question.
Well, wait a minute. You say you're not normally attracted to guys.
Well, no, I'm always attracted to guys, but, like, I'm not really, like, the go-out-and-getter type. But, you know, this is the first guy that I've, like, really wanted to just, like, have a casual affair with.
Hmm. At 25, huh?
Uh-huh.
You just haven't had that many dates, or... Were you married young or something?
You know me so well.
What's
now,
up?
I've just had a couple of boyfriends, I guess.
Okay. All right. A little bit sheltered. Well, you're calling from a small town, Los Angeles, right?
Well, you can see my problem then.
All right. Listen, you can work with this guy if you're into him. All right. I'm going to hang up on you because I can't hear you.
Is oral okay?
Is what?
Oral. Yeah, what about that, Drew? He has the warts.
Yeah,
she wants to give him the oral.
I've heard of people suggesting they could be transmitted to the mouth. I've never seen such a thing.
Well, this guy's in for a good time.
Yeah.
You know what's great? That's great about women, too, is they can actually plan oral weeks in advance on a guy who doesn't even know them. You know what I mean? Because count him in. He's in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's making the decision, not him.
Absolutely. I mean, the day she's ready to give more, all she has to do is tap him on the shoulder.
He's ready.
And it's like, hey, can I give you a BJ this afternoon? Well, my parents' funeral's at 1. I could probably skate out of there about 1:20, 1:30. I can be by your place about 1:45, 2 o'clock. Unless you want to give me oral at the funeral.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, I am renting a suit. I mean, like, could you imagine you planning your oral date with some chick who's floating around the office who you kind of know?
Tailored tux.
No, they know. They know this. This is the ultimate celebrity, by the way. They talk about, like, celebrity guys who can meet a lot of chicks and that kind of thing. Being a woman, that is the ultimate celebrity. Jeremiah?
Yeah.
You're 23.
Yeah, I have a problem with sleeping. I can't sleep. When I do sleep, I wake up.
Right.
I'm always awake.
Adam, you're an expert at this.
I got the same problem.
Well, see, I won't go to the doctor because I have a fear of, like, hospitals and stuff.
Well, wait a minute. What does going to the doctor have to do with hospitals?
Well, some of them are in a hospital.
No.
Why are you scared of hospitals?
I tell you the truth, I have not a clue.
Yeah, but why don't you go see the doctor and forget about the hospital?
Well, it's any, like, clinic or anything, you know, just...
Anything medical.
Good shortness of breath. My palms start sweating.
I understand what he means. Like, you know, I'm the same way. I go in hospitals and I just get, ugh. you know, even in a doctor's office. The thing you go in a doctor's office and you're checking out, you're just wondering, oh, God, what is wrong with me now?
Yeah, but
you know, it's like that fear. Yeah,
it's sort but of,
you,
everyone has it to some degree, but you go, right?
Yeah, you do go. You do go. So, he, you know, he needs to just get over it and to say, hey.
What's up with you, Jeremiah? I mean, do you have like obsessive compulsive or something?
No, not that I know of.
Well, you're anxious. You're anxious. You can't sleep. You can't walk to a hospital. You're overcome by panic. I mean,
I just don't sleep.
Have you ever taken like sleeping pills or something like that? No.
No, I don't. I won't try any of those sleeping pills. I don't. They always make me feel.
How can you say you're not anxious? You can't go in a hospital because you get panicky. Are you up at night thinking?
No, not really. I just wake up, and when I wake up, I walk around for a while.
All right. And why won't you try sleeping pills?
I've tried them before. They just make me feel hungover.
All right. So you're
what? Try sex.
Yeah, I mean, I
try that all the time.
You're not the typical guy. Oh, well, I'm done. I got mine. I'm going to sleep.
I'll go to sleep for about an half an hour, but after that, I'm back up.
Are you back up again?
What about like excessive exercise? What if you just wore yourself out?
It's the same with sex, you know.
Right. Well, hey, listen, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. You got a problem. You got to do something about it, and that's going to involve visiting a doctor.
That's right. If you don't go get it checked out, it is going to change.
Okay.
You may need a sleep study. You may be depressed. You may be anxious. I'm not getting much out of you, but there's no telling what's causing this, but it's something.
All right. So
maybe an obstruction, you know, like Adam has, a deviated septum.
Yeah. Listen, you got to go talk to somebody, all right?
All right.
Oh, okay. That's very gratifying for all of us. I feel so good to help the people. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, let me out of here.
Yeah, what do you want me to do? Just, like, fart into the microphone and knock you out? What am I going to tell you over the goddamn phone that's going to put you to sleep? You know, you're having difficulty with a certain area in life. There are people who can help with this. You must go visit those people and seek their advice.
That's
you understand?
It. That's it.
Now, you don't want to talk to them. You don't want to take pills. You don't want to leave the house. You don't want to do anything about it.
Fine.
Fine. Don't sleep. But don't call the show. You understand? I swear to Christ, half the people come in here, if they brought their car into a mechanic and said it's not running right, they wouldn't, they like, I don't want to leave the car. You can't look under the hood. I'm driving it back home. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If something is wrong, that's why you're coming why in to talk to somebody. All right. Jeff?
Yeah.
You're 20.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Nothing. How you doing?
I've been better. Okay, here's what's going on. Back in August, about 6-8 months ago, I had Prince Albert done. For those of you that don't know what it is, it's where you get the tip done.
It's not just the tip.
That's his penis. He's having it pierced.
Yeah, it's quite painful.
Yeah.
But anyways, so I had some inflamed urination, and so I took it out and everything, and it healed up. And then about 4 months ago, I just stopped ejaculating. I mean, like, I still orgasm, I just don't ejaculate.
Oh, my God.
What the hell's going on?
Ooh.
So.
You pee normally.
I pee normally. So, I don't know what it is. I had the underside done and not the top. So, I'm thinking that's what it is, but I don't know what to do.
Wow.
You had the underside.
I got a question, though, man. What would desire you to do that, man? I can't even picture it, dude.
Dude, it's painful.
But why would you do that, man? What? Some chick told you that she wanted that done, or what?
No.
Or I can't conceive how you just get up and just say, "Hey, you know what? I want to stuck something right through it, man."
Right. No, actually, you should never do something like that for a woman. It's here's what happened. Me and my friends got really drunk, and so we made up a pact that we'd be like, "All right, well, we all got to get something pierced," and like the most extreme piercing was the ear. And then we're going, okay, that one's really lame.
I'm he's just trying to outdo his buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, fine, guys, I'll go in and get my dick pierced. And I did. And they didn't think I'd do it. So I ended up walking away with
Actually, that's the first sort of explanation of getting a piercing that I can sort of follow.
Yeah.
Because everybody has a different... isn't alcohol whack?
Yeah.
I mean, jeez.
Morbid.
Gosh, man. And you regret it now, right?
No, I don't.
You don't?
He stands by his decision. He's coming. He's coming into his own ass, mind you. But he stands by that drunken
much cleaner. Well, no mess.
Well, no. I mean,
Hamper is happier.
I've learned my lesson from it, and that's what counts. But it's
all right.
Yeah, it's one of those stupid things.
All right, I'll buy that. And I guess you can't learn the lesson in a way without the
experience.
The experience that got you the lesson. So
got to go to class to get the degree, right?
Fine there.
Yeah, but the ejaculation thing now is kind of
You've got to see a urologist. I've never heard of this happening. I don't know why. You would think that if it were something specifically related to the piercing, it would also affect urination.
Right.
Why it would it just did. Be... It what?
It did for about 4 months, which is why I took it out.
What did it do to urination?
It wasn't bleeding, but it was a darker color than normal, and so I started drinking lots of water thinking that would clear it up. It didn't. It just became more painful.
At the tip? Painful at the tip. And were you ejaculating during all that?
Yeah.
No problem.
No problem.
And then all of a sudden, powder.
Great.
you definitely had something coming out of you, though.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, nothing. Pow.
Hey, that just, it feels painful just even talking about it. I just, ugh, man. Yo, you're a braver guy than I, man. Straight up, man.
I don't know if brave
is a word.
Drunker
guy. Gosh.
Hey, you couldn't have just put in a light socket or something satisfy your buddies? Let me tell you, Drew and I have seen that Prince Albert. They go.
We've seen it get done.
They go down.
You've seen it get done?
And had done right down the floor here.
They take a spear it's got a hook shape to it, and they go. It's really the kind of it's like for making sails, you know, this kind of hook, this kind of needle.
Yeah.
You know, it's heavy,
it's
like for going through canvas, you know. And they basically go in the front of your penis, in the urethra. They go in about an inch or where they get on the other side of the head, and then they turn down and pop out the bottom. And I got to tell you, first off, I'd sooner have someone put a cigarette out on my dork than do that.
In your eye.
Yeah.
So how did you feel just watching that, though? Because I'm just talking about it. I couldn't even, I would never even stand
it.
I couldn't jack off for an hour. I mean, still have 45 minutes left in the show, thankfully. But I was almost home before I squeezed one off.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it hurt. It hurt as a man.
But it would hurt just looking at it.
Yes. You
know how Michael Jackson weeps for all children? My penis weeps for all men who got the Prince Albert.
But, you know, I've seen Bloods and Guts, and I could stomach, but I could not stomach that, man.
And the big thing of blood plopped out of it, remember that?
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was lovely.
Did it hit you? You got it?
No.
You sighed it out of the way? What?
Yep, Drew got hepatitis and died.
Oh, man.
All right. And then I French kissed him, and I got it. It was a bad night to be in the studio. All right, we're going to take a little break. Shaggy's our guest tonight. We'll hear something off the hot shot.
It's not transmitted that way. You know it's from the anal sex.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Drew, how many years have you been doing radio now? Is this your first season, or you've been at it for a while? All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be back after this.
Back in a minute.
Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That be Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Shaggy's our guest tonight. Hot Shot is the name of his CD. I think we'll hear another cut off of that. We'll take a call, and then we'll hear another cut off the Shaggy CD. And let's talk to Willie, who's 26.
That's right. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
One quick thing to Shaggy.
What's up?
Shaggy, I just spent some time in Jamaica.
Right.
In Puerto Antonio.
That's my place, boy.
Very nice. Very chill. Very tranquil. Now, I had some lamb's breath there. Lamb's breath.
Okay.
What's that? You heard about the stuff, the stone they got over there?
Oh, yeah, I heard about the stone.
You heard about this?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
It's some stuff you wipe on your penis.
You wipe on the edge of your penis, and it
mixes with water.
Yeah, and it stays hard.
Yeah, it's called plaster.
It's not very
hair.
Pleasant, by the way.
Not very pleasant.
No.
It's an unpleasant erection.
Right. It basically... So I've been told.
Yeah, yeah.
That that it is it's just stay hard, and you can't actually ejaculate.
Really?
It takes a while for it, and it becomes uncomfortable after a while.
That's
imagine being hard the whole time and you can't come.
Yeah, it's bad times.
That's not cool.
That's it's called the stone.
Yeah. And normally the chicks don't really like it because they get very sore and dried out. And
all right. Did you say Willie? What did you try over there?
No, it's lamb's breath. It's their version of the good herb down there.
Lamb's
I'm
breath.
Just inviting Shaggy. He's coming up to Portland. I want him to take the Pepsi challenge of our Pacific Northwest goods when he comes up here.
I hear you. You're saying you guys have weed that would rival that of Jamaica.
I would take the I would take the Pepsi challenge anyway.
All right. That's
I'm just inviting you, Shaggy.
All right, Mr. Personality, right, what's up?
Here we go. So I'm about to ask this girl, my girlfriend, to marry me. But this is the thing. I know that down the line, I'm gonna want to be with another woman.
So why the hell? Why the hell would you get married?
Well, listen to me. Listen to me. The whole thing about our like marriage is that you're with one person. Like for goodness sakes, after like 25 years, you've done everything, you know, with this particular woman and whatnot sexually. But I mean, you can still be there like the soulmate and everything like that. Now, and I have no problem like. How do I tell her this?
Willie, your thinking's off.
My thinking's off.
Yeah, way off.
Why so?
Well, I mean, you can't enter the marriage with this kind of thinking.
And it's not about how much arousal can you get out of your relationship.
Right.
It's about the enriching commitment and depth of intimacy that's developed over time. And the extent that you detract from that by straying into another person will diminish that relationship, decrease the reality and the honesty in it, and decrease the intimacy and impair it, put it at risk.
Unless you're drunk and you can't remember.
That's right.
Then it's fine.
And so you're all tied up in drugs and alcohol and stuff, and that's your whole thing is how to feel good in the moment. And if that's your priority, you're not ready to get married. No way. And God forbid you should have kids.
All right. Well, Drew's just giving it his blessing, if I'm not mistaken. Go ahead.
I think that the chicks, I feel with the whole marriage thing, whatever chick is it that you're going to really settle down with, I mean, she got to make you not, you know, you can't be with a chick and then you be lusting off these other chicks and want to go hit them.
So
you know what I mean? The whole thing is this. The chick that you got, you know, how I look at it is like, if I see something that I'm lusting off, I'd be like, that's banging, but my chick is better. you know what I mean?
True.
She's got to have that whole thing that keeps you interested the whole time. She got to make it exciting, and you got to make it exciting for her also. You know what I mean? And that's how it kind of works.
Yeah, but you have to be committed to growing your lives together, and it's got to be more important than getting off.
No, I totally understand that.
I don't even buy the commitment thing so much, and I'm going to tell you why.
Mm.
Because, you know, you can sit there and say, yeah, it's all committed. But there's some times when, you know, people just grow the hell apart. And commitment, it kind of goes to the back burner. Because if you're just not happy, you're going to say, screw this commitment crap. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it boils down to you and this chick got to have some sort of chemistry. They got to keep it interested on both levels, both sides of the aisle. You and her, and then, you know, it's just got... You come home, she say, hey, baby... What do you want it tonight? It's like eating a meal. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you got fish, and you either have it escovitched, or you're going to have it fried, or one minute it's going to be stewed, or whatever. She got to spice it up a little bit to make the whole thing work. You know what I mean?
Man, don't use the fish reference.
Maybe wrong choice of a word. Or
honey, you're like a mackerel. Listen. Here's. I think this is what Shaggy's saying, and I do agree with him, which is this: if you, and I know Drew, you didn't mean it, semantics, but when you say commitment, it almost suggests that it's something you don't want to do, but you commit yourself to doing anyway.
Right.
And we'll get back to the food reference. It's like if you commit yourself to not eating beef or something, but yet you're craving it every night. How long is it going to take you to slip? Here's when you're ready to get married, when you're done eating.
Yeah. It's easy. You know, it's easy.
It's easy.
When you burped and everything.
Yeah.
No, as a guy, when you get married when you're 21, 22, or like Willie is 26, but emotionally 21.
12.
22, 12, and you're craving, you can't do it like you're trying to go cold turkey with other women. It's like, okay, I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to cheat.
You can't do that.
I'm going to stay with her.
You
got to
feel like you're ready.
No, you do that. Yeah, that's going to work for a little while. But as soon as you get a few drinks in you, as soon as you're out of town, as soon as the opportunity, just like it would with drugs, just like it would with ribs, just like it would with anything that you were trying real
like
hard to do.
It's like staying clean.
Yeah, you're going to slide.
Right.
You'll slide right back into it. Don't do it until you're done with that part of your life.
So what do you think now? What if you meet a chick, right?
Right.
And she's never had any of those experiences. But she's like, hey, you know, her whole thing is to get married, settle down, rah, rah, rah. Isn't it kind of scary you saying to yourself, well, should I really get in this? She hasn't even experienced a lot of these
women
things
don't yet. Need that quite so much as men do.
What makes you think so, man?
Just they don't.
Oh, come on, Drew.
Some do, but many don't.
So how come every man does?
Because men need that.
Man has a biology to do
that. You know
that.
You tell that to a chicken, they ain't going to buy it.
Yeah, but they don't have to buy it. They live it. I mean, that's the way they're cut out.
When I go to these colleges and things, and the girls go, why would they'll stand up in a group of 1,000 people.
Right.
Why would a girl want to have sex with lots of guys? Why would they understand that? What would that do for them? It's like, it doesn't even make sense to them sometimes. Yeah. And you never find a guy that says that.
But why would girls then? Why?
When they do it, some of them. Some do it because that's their biology. Some of it do because they're acting some stuff out from childhood. Some of it because they're addicts. There's various reasons they do it, but most of them just don't have that going the way all guys do.
If I have a chick, right, that has had probably two partners in her whole life, and she's like 25 or whatnot, you know what I mean? It's safe to go there because she probably was just raised like that, or she's genetically, she's just not.
She don't have a...
The urge or what?
Doesn't have a genital agenda like you like do as a man.
She doesn't think with the wrong head like me, basically.
It just doesn't
work. She
doesn't
have that head. It's just a little...
Some do.
Miniature little thing.
Some do, but most don't.
It's not
just... So it's possible that if the chick is... That, you know, she's just good to go.
Yeah.
And that's the one you take home to mom.
It's not...
That's you.
That's you.
Not necessarily.
But it's not to say...
Oh, so some people like taking out the one that have like 16 or 17 guys or whatnot.
Or just doesn't bother them, yeah.
Or bring the one that's sliding down the pole every now and then. Because, you know, that's the one that makes you happy.
Whatever.
I can't trust you. You know, they say, never make a whole housewife. That's the real, though. You know.
Yeah, but what we know about those women is that they've had some very, very traumatic histories. And very traumatic histories.
Oh, so normally if chicks are like that, they have a very bad history and whatnot.
Yeah. And, the sliding down the pole.
So make sure, okay, guys, before you get involved with a girl, have her file.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just understand what you
check her file.
Well, as you say, just check what she feels about dad.
Ask her if she likes her dad.
Now, if she doesn't like her dad, what?
You're in trouble.
Oh, my.
Because you're going to become daddy at some point. And then there's trouble.
Ah.
You see? Now, she shouldn't love her daddy too much, and she certainly shouldn't hate him. She should respect him, and she should think he's a good guy, and she'd say he did a good job, and he's a good guy, and I love him very much, and then you're in. You're fine. If she says, I see that, you know, if she yells like, why, is he here? I'll kill that son of a bitch. You're screwed. Women do the dad transfer thing to their boyfriends, to their husbands.
But don't you think that the guys do the mom thing?
To a degree.
Because mom never likes it, any other chick. My mom doesn't like any chick I bring is like, it's, you know, heavy screw. She scrutinized that girl. Oh, she walk funny, look funny, talk funny. You know, moms do that, though. You know what I mean?
Moms.
You know, yeah, they do that. And then the chick be like, oh, you want somebody that look like that act like your mom.
There's a lot of guys who are influenced by their mom, but it isn't usually to the degree that men are. I mean, I'm sorry, that women are with their dad. There's some influence, but it's not as much.
We hear it every night on the show, every night.
Right, but Shay, really, your mom makes fun of the way your women walk.
My mom, I don't think my mom likes any chick that I've ever brought. She always finds a fault. There's people that's good enough, but that's people that she's, I think that girl. And then there's always something funny with that chick. I'll be like, yeah.
Right.
Or maybe it's just a chick that she could manipulate.
Now, does she think now they want your money, now that you got money?
I don't think she gets so much involved now.
Is it?
You know, because I kind of like, yo, my foot is down, you know, I'm the man right now. But back in the day, hey, it's like, hey, you know, she don't look right. How she looks like that, you know.
Really?
She talk funny, she, you know. Like moms.
Yeah, that's my family had the reverse policy, which is, well, what the hell is she doing with you? They were serious.
Hey, honey, come here. We got to talk to her.
Yeah. Hey, come here. You high? This dude wet the bed until he was 13. What are you, nuts? All right, we're going to hear a Shaggy song, and then we'll come back and talk to you. This is off the Hot Shot CD, and this is called It Wasn't Me.
Yo, man.
There you go. Another hit from Shaggy, everybody. Hot Shot is the name of the CD. I'm going to very emotional story with Shaggy and Drew during the break there. All right, we're going to let's say hi to Eric. Drew, you want to say hi to Eric before we take a break here? Yeah. Eric?
Yep.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's your problem?
My girlfriend recently told me that she wanted to try having anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if I orgasmed inside her when we were doing that, would it hurt her in any way?
15.
You could drown her soul.
How old is your girlfriend?
She's also 15.
Mm. Oh, man.
I see. Well, someone's got to do it. Hey, were you guys so bored of regular...
Already? I mean, you know.
Already?
Huh?
How long have you guys been sexually active?
Not for that long. It's like 2 or 3 months.
And you bored already, man? You want to go back door? What's the deal, man?
Well, she wants me to, so I'm just like, okay.
Tell her to stop watching them porno flicks. Too much of that, man.
Yeah, hey, Eric?
Yeah.
Well, Drew, yes, your semen could be carrying something.
Yeah, there's always that potential.
But I doubt you have anything at 15.
Sure,
Yeah, I lost my virginity to her, so.
Right. How about wearing a condom when you do that anyway?
Yeah.
How about not doing it at all?
Listen, this is like trying to get a watch out of a porta potty. Put a glove on. I'm saying if you got to get down in there. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that is the time to wear a condom for you, not for her.
Yeah, that's right.
You understand? Because someone's going to pack your Johnson with doo-doo.
Yeah, it's like a cannon fodder.
Yeah, you 15. Understand?
Yeah, I understand.
All right.
Okay.
All right, just take it slow there, buddy.
Okay.
All right. All right. I worry a little about her that was on her list of things to do.
No, that's what I'm saying. At 15.
Oh, man. All right. We will take ourselves a break. When we come back, we'll speak to Kelly. Hasn't had her period in the past year. I don't want to talk to her. Come on. Find someone better. And we'll talk to her in a minute, but let's see. We'll talk to Teresa. Boyfriend bites her during sex. This is good.
Is her boyfriend... Marv Albert.
We'll find out after this.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Yeah. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is the passionate one, Dr. Drew over there. Very passionate, passionate man. People don't know that about him. Shaggy is our guest tonight. Shaggy is, you've seen him everywhere, and we're glad to... I'm glad he took time out of his busy schedule to be on the show tonight.
I'm happy to be here, too.
Oh, we're real happy to have you.
Yeah.
And Hot Shot is the name of the CD. And I'll take some more calls and see if we can't power through a few. Teresa?
Yeah.
You're 25 and your boyfriend bites you during sex?
Yes. Well.
Yeah. Where does he bite you?
Well, one time when we were around each other, he just bit my arm.
Is it a hard bite or it's just...
A hard bite. He left a huge bruise on it and laughed about it.
Where does he normally bite you?
Well, that was the first time. But we don't see each other very much. We talk on the phone and we do have phone sex often. And he talks about marking me completely and to where nobody would be able to see me or anything.
Nice.
By biting you?
Yes.
I see. Has he ever bit you anywhere else?
No.
So that was the first time, meaning the only time?
Right.
Mm.
Another one of our genius love line calls.
Do you tell him that?
That was the first time. Yeah. It's like, okay, tell us about the second. No, that was it. It was the first and last, right?
It is, but he talks to me a lot. But my concern is
why don't you tell him no?
I do.
And what does he say?
He insists on it.
Then,
wait a minute. He's only done it one time.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
How long have you been with him?
I've known him for a year.
How long have you been with him?
6 months.
Okay. I've known him for a year. Like, I didn't start biting you the first day I met you at the office, and you weren't humping either, right?
No.
Okay, just answer the question, please, you screwballs. Because you could have known the guy for 10 years because he could have been a friend of your family, but if you've only intimate with him for the last week, then it's a problem. Meaning, you've been intimate with him for 6 months, right?
Yes.
And I know he hasn't been around much, but he's only bit you once in that 6 months.
Right.
And you've had sex a number of times, right?
No.
How many times have you had sex?
None.
Huh?
Oh, you've never had sex?
No.
Just phone sex.
Right.
Why?
How did he bite you over the phone?
No, we were just
around each other.
I see.
And we were kind of wrestling around, and he bit my arm.
How many times have you been in his presence?
Several times.
Is he in prison?
No.
Where is he?
He's far away.
All right. Well, hey, see ya. Screw you, honey.
Where is he? Far away.
I hope he bites what's left of your brain, you screwball. I don't want far away when I ask where someone is. Jesus Christ. You imagine if everyone was like our callers? You talk to the pilot of your plane. When are we going to land?
Long time.
Long time. Where are we going? Far away. Listen, where can I pick up a rent-a-car? Around. No, it's like, listen, you idiots. Oh, screw her. I'm done. I really. I hope someone bites her mouth off. I really. God. Listen, she doesn't even see the guy. I don't know. He's far away.
He's a weird call.
He's in prison is where he is. Marcus?
Yeah, what's up?
You're 19. What's going on?
Yeah, question for Shaggy.
What's up, yo?
When did you start your career and why?
Well, I don't know. It kind of started from sometime around 1987, sometime around there. And why?
That's an insulting question. Yeah,
how dare you?
Yeah. I got another one, though.
Well, wait a minute. But yeah, I guess, I mean, obviously you're a fan, right?
Yeah.
Right. And, I mean, how did it come to you? I mean, did you start performing early?
It's just something that just... This is a hobby-turned-career for me, man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is just something that I... You know, I don't play ball very well. I don't do much of anything very well. But I found this... I had this knack to write lyrics or make lyrics up out of my head, even without writing it,
mm-hmm.
and just rhyming. You know, it would... And I would do that in competition at dance hall. It's somewhat of freestyle... And diss each other mm-hmm. on sound systems, and it was just fun, you know. Then I just started to make records, and because basically I didn't like a lot of records that was being made, I just started making them myself.
Right. So and, I mean, you know, it was organic.
Fun. Yeah, it was just fun. It just, you know, just turned into, and then, you know, Virgin Records shoved $1 million on my throat, and I thought started to think about it a little differently, man. Right. You know.
Hey, Marcus.
Yeah.
What's the second question?
I was going to ask now this. This album you got now in your single is making you more commercial. Do you think, like, this the only big hit you're going to have besides, you know, Another Wit?
And the follow-up is, when are you going to stop?
Yeah. Or, when are you going to stop selling out?
You know what? If you check, say, for instance, an Old Carolina. Old Carolina was a song that was a mainstream song, but yet still in every dance hall, in every hardcore dance hall, it was a huge hit. Bombastic was also a hit on the mainstream, and in every dance or hardcore dance hall, it was also a big hit. It's the same thing with It Wasn't Me, so I really don't call it selling out. It's basically at the sense that people call me selling out because I want my music to be seen or heard.
By a lot of people.
By a lot of people. You know, Bob Marley wanted his music to be heard by a lot of people. I certainly didn't call him sellout, but then again, back in the days, his peers used to call him sellout. Funny enough, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's...
Interesting.
Yeah, but there's that works artistically, whether you're making movies or making records. As soon as you start doing the bigger mainstream, getting the wider audience,
right.
Then that's what they call you. I didn't even think that was... I think he just had a sort of... He had a unflattering way of phrasing things. I don't think he meant any disrespect.
I don't think so either.
Mary?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Uh-huh.
And you're angry?
I'm not angry.
Wow.
Do you have an electric toothbrush going there?
No.
You hear that?
Yeah, it's just buzzing on the line.
Oh, here, I'll take a little headphone, earphone thing.
Thank you. I was just going to say, shut off your vibrator.
All right, so real fast, you want to know if your 4 years of phone sex can desensitize you?
Pretty much.
You did that for a living?
No, it's just like this phone line where you can call in and, you know, kind of like most people use it for jacking off, even though you're supposed to use it for, like, meeting nice people and going out on dates, you know?
Right, right. And you did that.
Well, no, I kind of just use it when I'm, like, you know, masturbating because it's funner to hear someone talk to you while you're masturbating than doing it alone.
That's you doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. So... You did
and
this?
I haven't had satisfying sex. Like, I try to have sex with, like, a vibrator and stuff, and, I mean, it's fun, but I've never had an orgasm during sex.
All right. And you did this for 4 years?
Yeah, just on and off, like, you know, when I'm masturbating.
Right. You a big gal?
No, I'm...
No? Where's your dad?
He
totally normal, fine.
Everything's good.
Yeah, never been abused, molested,
but nothing weird.
Have
you been in any long-term good relationships?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Not like I started late. I think I'm a good-looking girl.
Right.
And I was like, you know, had my first sexual experience like at 18, like normal.
All right.
But it's always one-night stands. It's always like,
Why don't you work on finding a relationship?
Yeah.
Work at it. Spend a little time, invest something in it, and get one.
I'm going to speak for Drew here, but we got to take a break. But it wasn't the phone sex that screwed her up. It was her desire to call it for 4 years instead of having a relationship screwed her up before she picked up the phone.
Yep.
She's got to get intimate with someone.
That's right.
And there's something that's keeping her out of that.
Yep.
And she's got to look into that, and we'll be back. Well, there you go. Another enlightening 2 hours of Loveline in the cam. Hotshot is the name of Shaggy's CD. Go out and buy it or don't. He'll be laughing all the way back to Jamaica.
We're 5 million albums.
Right? Oh, yeah. Amazing. All right. So, really.
Shaggy, glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back, man. Thanks, Drew.
Nice to meet you, Shaggy. A real pleasure.
Thanks, man.
You come back anytime. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.